The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Welcome. We're so glad to have you here with us this morning. We will follow the order of service that's listed in our bulletin. It's Divine Service Setting 3 on page 184 in your hymnal. Today we celebrate the third Sunday after Trinity, and so we'll take a look at those readings this morning. Before we begin our service, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, in this world we have sinned. We have sinned terribly, and so often that sin separates us from you. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to search us out, to bring us back into your fold, to care for us, and to provide us with forgiveness, life, and salvation. Send your Holy Spirit through your word so that we may always trust in your Son, Jesus Christ, and be brought into your heavenly kingdom with much rejoicing. All these things we ask in your holy, powerful, precious name.
Amen.
We sing our opening hymn, hymn 608, hymn 608. Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 in your hymnal, page 184. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This time we turn to the introit and we sing it together. Be to God on high.
And on earth peace to will for men. We receive, we worship thee,
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong and nothing is holy, multiply your mercy upon us, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday after Trinity is from Micah chapter 7. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual appointed for the day.
Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. I call to God, and the Lord will save me. He redeems my soul into safety.
The epistle is from 1 Timothy chapter 1. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance? Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated for our sermon hymn, number 683, Jesus, Thy Boundless Love to Me. Number 683. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
That hymn, that song we just sang, Jesus, Thy Boundless Love to Me. It is good to be loved. It is great to be loved. We know this so well because we know what the opposite is like. It is terrible, terrible to be hated, terrible to be despised, so terrible to be thought as worthless. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." The Pharisees thought the tax collectors and the sinners were worthless. The tax collectors robbed people, and sinners do what sinners do. The sinners broke the rules. People do as they want to at times. The Pharisees hated them. The Pharisees despised them. The Pharisees saw the sinners as not even worth saving. The tax collectors and the sinners were irredeemable, absolutely worthless. And these sinners must have heard words like this before. "We don't like you. Get out of the way. You are not in the favor of men, nor in favor of God." Sinners being laughed at, being ignored. This is enough to make any sinner feel unsavable, irredeemable. Enough to make anyone feel quite worthless. Feeling worthless stinks. In your very personal past, you've been laughed at. You've been ignored. You've been lonely. You've been sad or even depressed. You know what it feels like to feel worthless. After all, you're alive this minute. What does tomorrow bring? Thoughts come into your head, maybe all of this isn't worth it. No one's paying attention to you anyway. No one cares, and along the course of your life, you've done bad things. Bad things that you would never dare repeat doing. Bad things that you've never even talked about before. Nearing the bottom, hitting the bottom, feeling worthless, feeling unforgivable, at the bottom, feeling irredeemable. Perhaps you're close to the bottom now. When you're at the bottom, you begin to ponder, "How could God ever forgive me when I can't even forgive myself?" What is happening to you are the effects of sin. Sin has this snowball effect. But it so happens when you label yourself as worthless, this, in itself, is a sin. Your value, you see, is not decided upon by you. Your value is decided upon by He who created you. You have sinned against the third commandment, as if it couldn't get any worse. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and His word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Hold God's word sacred. Furthermore, from the Small Catechism, we sin against the third commandment when we despise preaching and the word of God. You're thinking to yourself, I don't despise preaching. I do not despise the word of God. No way. From the Catechism again, we despise preaching and the word of God when we do not use the word of God. We, in our misery, when we hit bottom, when we feel worthless, we despise the word of God. There is simply no use in denying it. Hear then the word of God. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Hear also the word of God through Isaiah. Because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. Hear again the word of God. God says to you, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you in my righteous right hand to prevent you from hitting the true bottom. That is from the one true God who loves you. God who loves you. Hear again the word of God. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God values you so much that God gives you his only child. God gives you his son to die for you. The word of God says to you in hundreds of different passages of Scripture that you are so valuable. It is in God's nature, as we have heard, to cherish you, to save you, to redeem you, and to let you know in His word how so very much you are worth to Him. God, the one who decides your value. So then, now what? We go back to the word of God. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In time of need, when you're nearing the bottom, draw near with confidence. Draw near like the tax collectors and sinners. Draw near to hear the good news of Christ. Draw near to hear Him who has found you by His word. Draw near to the throne of grace and repent of your sins. Draw near and be forgiven by Him and receive His mercy and grace to help you in a time of need. Draw near and you are forgiven by Him instantly because you are that valuable. Your shepherd eats with you. And when you get lost again, Jesus searches diligently for you. And when he finds you, he carries you home on his shoulders to dine with you again. He rejoices over you. Rejoicing with friends and with neighbors. All for you, the single repentant sinner. Sin had caused Jesus Christ to be utterly despised and hated by men. Many men had drove him to the cross to die. He takes with him to the cross your sins, to be despised by God the Father, taking on the punishment for when you despised God's word. God's word that says you are valuable, you are savable, you are forgiven, and you are redeemed. You, little old you, a single lost coin out of all of God's creation. And when you get lost, the light of the world shines upon you, sweeps away your sin, and grips onto you forever. You, a single lost coin. You are precious in the eyes of Jesus Christ, the diligent one. The diligent one speaks to you. The diligent one draws you near to the throne of grace. The diligent one baptizes you with his word. The diligent one feeds you with his word. The diligent one treasures you. Treasures you, the repentant sinner, and forgives you instantly. All of heaven cannot help but rejoice over you, a single lost coin. When you are nearing the bottom, when you're feeling worthless, you feel unforgivable, return to Christ's word. It is there in his word that you are given reassurance. It is there that you are given the gospel that lifts you from the bottom, the gospel that forgives you no matter your past, the gospel that gives you joy no matter your sadness. The joy in God's word and the joy in God's sacraments are very real. This joy has been won for you by Jesus Christ. You are so valuable that it took the holy, perfect blood of God to redeem you, to purchase your body and soul. Amen. The peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We continue our service with the offertory on page 192. Please stand.
May be seated. Welcome again to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. We're glad to have you here with us. We pray the service can be a blessing to you. On your way in, hopefully you registered at the desk there, keeping attendance that way without the pew pads being passed around. And then also the offering, rather than collect it from the pews, we have the offering box out there. So if you forgot that, put that in there as well. Those watching online, we thank you for watching and worshiping with us. And we pray that you support your own congregations as well. We'll continue our service now with the prayer of the church. Please stand. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We especially remember in our prayers, additionally not listed in the news and notes, the family of Harold Steiner, Adam Mankin's grandfather, who passed away this past week. Lord of heaven and earth, consider our afflictions and troubles and forgive all of our sins. To you we lift up our souls. In you we trust. Let us never be put to shame. Seek us when we stray. Work in us repentance. And by the voice of your Son, our Good Shepherd, bring us back into the fold. Lord, in your mercy, bless the pastors and teachers of your church. Preserve them from all error, false belief, or other great shame and vice. Fortify them for their vital work through extraordinary difficulties as they gather together your congregation again around your word. Bless their preaching and teaching, that it would lead their hearers to confess, along with St. Paul, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. Lord, in your mercy, defend your holy church throughout the world. Keep her safe from all harm and danger. Defend those who suffer for your name's sake and give them boldness to confess the faith, no matter the consequences. Even as we love life and strive to preserve it, do not let us love this life above the eternal life won for us in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, bless our country as we prepare to celebrate Independence Day, that we would cherish the freedoms we have and always stand ready to defend them. Give wisdom to all those who have been placed in authority over us, that as they strive to preserve life and livelihood in our land, they would do it with an eye toward sustaining the freedoms enjoyed in our nation, especially our religious liberty. Lord, in your mercy, support and defend all those who face trials and tribulations of any kind, those in any want or need, those who are burdened with animosity in the home and community, those who are suffering from illness, loneliness, depression, anxiety, unemployment, or any other affliction. Be especially with those who have requested our prayers, including Ron, Janet, Dick, Barb, Lynn, Sarah, LaVon, Vern, Luke, Marilyn, Greg, Andy, Julie, Daryl, and all others whom we name in our hearts. Give strength and endurance in the midst of all difficulty, and if it be your will, grant restoration and relief. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the blessings which you pour out upon us. We especially are rejoicing at the birth of daughter Bella to Ramon and Daisy Marcano. Watch over their family, bring Bella safely to the waters of holy baptism, and keep all of them in the one true faith. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, you call all your penitent children to the feast of Holy Communion. Grant that we who receive this most holy feast of Christ's very body and blood today would be strengthened in our faith and encouraged to love one another as Christ has loved us. Look with mercy on the saints who are kept from your supper due to illness or safety measures, and bring them soon to your table. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, receive our praise this day for all of those who have fallen asleep in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life in Christ. Keep us in that same faith and hope that we would rise with them on the last day and enter the inheritance prepared for us before the foundation of the world was laid. Be especially with the family of Harold Steiner as they mourn his loss. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Continue with the service of the sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Now depart in God's peace and joy, your sins are forgiven.
Welcome to the church.
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We stand and sing.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We sing our closing hymn, hymn 791. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Welcome again. You may be seated, by the way. We're glad to have you here with us. You'll notice we're missing somebody. Big guy. Pastor Poppy, he's on vacation with Barb. They'll be back tomorrow. Also tomorrow in the evening, here in the sanctuary, we have our annual voters meeting. It's at 7 o'clock. We'll deal with budget items, and I think we have a couple election items to take care of as well. Tuesday evening, there also is a Board of Elders meeting as well, and so elders, put that on your calendar also. The Church Fellowship Committee is putting together a meal train, if you're interested in doing that, there's information in the Good Shepherd News and Notes under the section Christian Care Volunteers, so take a look at that. I think you can sign up by email or call any of the fellowship committee members as well. Along with that, trying to think what else there is announcement-wise. For dismissal, the ushers will dismiss you from the back to the front. If you would like to stay and visit and catch up, I don't think it's storming outside anymore, so feel free to sneak outside and do it out there, and that allows people to get out the doors and still maintain the 6-foot distance that helps not spread the disease. Otherwise, God's blessings on your week in Christ.